All right, let's have a fun talk here with the Sherrard student athlete Nolan Lucas. He's involved in a lot of different activities. Here are going to be our topics today: Student Senate and an Operation Santa cause. Also, we're going to talk about ag metals fabrication. How about that? The family farm, we'll talk about that. Maybe a little basketball, too. All right, Nolan, let's start Operation Santa. There's going to be a special event coming up December 21st. Student Senate is going to play some, organize some basketball games against staff. Somebody's going to try and score on Brian Hutton and Michael Applegate and those type of guys. I'd like to get in on that action. But it's a great cause, raising money for Operation Santa. I know that basically equates to providing gifts for the less fortunate during the holiday season. Take it away, Nolan. What's going on?
You know, we've been doing Operation Santa for years. Our school has always been involved in that ever since I was young. And I think the basketball thing is just a really cool way. Everyone's going to get together. It's going to bring our school closer together, I think. And, you know, it's just really cool. Both coaches have allowed in-season basketball players to participate in this. So that's going to be really fun.
And plus you can maybe talk a little trash, right?
Oh, yeah.
All in holiday fun. So give us really the meaning of Christmas and holiday season here about Operation Santa. Why are causes like this so important, and why are you helping organize this year's effort?
Well, I've always had really good Christmases since I was young. My family, you know, have always been giving me great gifts, and, spending time with family is very important to me. So I just think that it's really important to give everyone good Christmases and have kids always opening gifts and stuff like that. I think that's just really important because at a young age, you know, that's what kids enjoy. They look forward to Christmas and opening stuff on Christmas Day, and raising money for, you know, less fortunate kids is, I think, really special.
Yeah, and I know there's different things that are done throughout the school year to help fund this. And again, This basketball game, the community can get involved. It's the last day if they want to attend, last day of student attendance on Friday, December the 21st. All right, I always like to talk to farm kids. Here's a kid that has grown up on the farm, and you're actively engaged in the family farm. You said you help with harvest in the fall. So tell us a little bit about your family farm and what's involved there.
My family has been farming. This is, I think, my dad is the eighth generation, so this family farm has been in the, you know, it's been passed down year after year, and I just take great pride in, like, continuing that on because it means a lot to me. When you say, like, my family has grown up in the same area and lived in the same house since 1850, you know, it's just, I don't know, it just means a lot to me, and it doesn't, you know, money isn't all that much to me. It's just like continuing the family farm is, you know, one thing that's really special to me. And I get involved a lot during the fall, but other parts of the year are kind of slow for me. But I love getting involved as much as I can.
And you said eight, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, eight generations. Man, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, and let's talk about what's it like to get in the combine, I guess, in the fall? How much do you enjoy doing that?
Oh, I love working in the machinery. Great group of guys that I work with, too. Some of my dad's hired guys. It's just really fun talking over the, you know, walkie-talkies to each other, joking around all day. There's just nothing that I enjoy more.
All right, and you and I say this jokingly, we see Nolan Lucas and his family sometimes in enemy territory because they have some farm ground down New Boston, a bluff way for a Sherrard kid. But that's awesome. Again, actively engaged in the family farming operation. All right, ag metals fabrication. This is a pretty neat class. I know I took a tour of the Sherrard ag shop, I think last year or a couple of years ago, and I know $400,000 have been raised by kids to put back in the program. Tell us about what goes on in that shop.
So we got what's called a plasma table. It pretty much just you program stuff in there, and it cuts whatever you want. We got this 2 years ago when Mr. Assey became our teacher, and slowly we've been working more with it. Well, this year he decided that it'd be pretty cool if he made a business out of it. So at the beginning of the school year, we started advertising, making new designs and stuff like that, just to sell to people, and it's really taken off. We've had people, you know, that have been receiving the signs, posting on Facebook, stuff like that. So it's really reached a lot of people. And it seems like every day we were just getting more and more orders. And it was getting to the point where it was kind of getting hard to keep up, you know, just doing it during the school day. So all the money we've earned has gone right back into our class to buy new equipment. Like, to start off with, we powder coat everything, which is a different way of painting. You kind of spray on a powder, and then you bake it in the oven. It's kind of like the best way to paint, I guess. And we bought a new powder coating gun that's, like, supposed to be a commercial gun, so everything is perfect with our powder coating and stuff like that. So the products we're making are just as good as, like, a bigger company, but just a much smaller scale, and we're doing less work than them.
All right, and I bet you people out there are listening and say, what are they talking about over there with this kid? Maybe I'd like them to make me something. You have a Facebook page, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know what the page is?
Sherrard Ag Metals Fabrication.
All right, Sherrard Ag Metal Fabrication. It's probably too late to get something done for Christmas, but maybe that special birthday present. And you're taking some of the things that you've learned at Sherrard with this Ag Metal Fabrication, which is proving to be a pretty important segue for you. As they say, you're taking your talents and taking what you learned. You want to go to Kirkwood Community College, which is a great ag trade school over in, I think, the Cedar Rapids area, and continue your education career kind of involved in this ag metal fabrication. Is that right?
Yes, that is the plan. My family's really big into motors, I guess, and stuff like that, really like high-performance stuff. So I plan on going to Kirkwood next year for machining, which is working and building parts and building engines and stuff like that. And the programming of the stuff we're doing at the school is really going to help me because it falls hand-in-hand with each other.
All right, so I said a few words about she's getting involved in a lot of different things over at Sherrard. So, all right, basketball-wise, now I know I've been covering – hoops here in the area since 1990, and you know, there's a lot of balance in the area this year. I know Sherrard has played a lot of close games early in the season, kind of fallen short a few times, but still a lot of season left, and I think a lot of competitive games left in the area. So what about the basketball season so far and kind of moving forward with a lot of games in left in 2018-2019?
As our team has said, a lot of schools have lost a lot of guys. There's not really any all-stars out there, but there's a lot of solid all-around teams. And I think that right now we're still in the building process, and we have a really deep bench, so it's all about getting our rotation down. And I think that as we get further into the season, that things will start to come easier for us. And we've got off to kind of a tough start here, but I think we're starting to play better basketball again. And, you know, it's all about getting all of our guys involved because, you know, we don't have one guy that's the best at everything. You know, we have a guy in each spot that can do something different, and it's all about getting everyone involved.
All right. So did we cover everything, Nolan Lucas? Operation Santa, Student Senate, Ag Metal Fabrication, working on the family farm, and playing on the basketball team. We covered just about everything, didn't we?
Yes, I'd say so.
All right, and I'll give you the go-ahead. You can talk trash on Friday, December the 21st. Maybe I'll come over and sub in, and I'll talk some trash against the old Applegate and Hutton as well. Hey, thanks for the help. You got a lot of good things going on over there. Keep up the fun time in your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.